Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Technology Leaders.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Technology Leaders brought to you by our friends at Band of Coders. Stone, we've had a pretty busy technology week, haven't we?
We most certainly have. It was an awful lot of fun going out to for Athens earlier in the week and getting to visit with some of those folks. One of our guests is already nodding her head here in the studio. She must be very familiar with the work Jim Flannery and that crew are doing out there.
That's right. It's really being embraced by the community over there. We had the mayor in. We had the economic development people in. And we got to interview a bunch of the startups that were getting incubated over there. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, those conversations, they're just a blast because the people are so fired up about what they're doing. They're bright. They're passionate. And it's just, I get invigorated every time we visit with people in the startup community. It's a blast. But not any more so than what we're going to do here this afternoon. This is going to be a fantastic segment. A little bit later in the program, we're going to get a chance to visit with Allison Eamon with Venture Atlanta, no stranger to the Business Radio X microphone. We're going to get caught up with the latest news on what's going on with her organization. But first up on Atlanta Technology Leaders this afternoon, we're going to get a chance now to visit with the Chief Executive Officer of Burlesoft, Ms. Preeti Das, and what is this, a comrade, a colleague, a partner, someone that is in the same arena with her, the chief executive officer of an outfit called EnablePath, Mr. Ernie Riddle. So, Ernie, Preeti, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're delighted to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Let me start with you, Preeti. Mission, purpose of Burlesoft, what are you out there doing for folks?
Well, we are a software services organization, and we work for typically Fortune 1500 companies across the world, largely present in the United States. We have a registered office out of New Jersey, and Ernie's team, which is EnablePath, and we just got together. We have alliance together to have a blast in a $75 billion market based out of Atlanta. So it's going to be a fantastic story going forward.
So you're saying Burlesoft acquired EnablePath, is that right?
That's right.
Was that your first acquisition?
That's right, absolutely.
So what was it like going through that process?
It was very exciting. I think the first thing that got us together was our sense of values, people-driven values, because we believe very heavily in having the right kind of people and the right values of how to nurture them.
So you're talking about the team and the culture of the organization, right?
Exactly.
So you had to make sure that was a fit.
That was the first thing that we looked at. It was not about money. It was not about revenues. It was not about anything. We believe that if the lead indicators are great, the lag of numbers will follow.
So, Ernie, I got to know, were you shopping for a suitor, or did this thing just come out of left field and then you opened your mind to it and then it all came together?
Well, it's a good question. You know, we're in the consulting business in the cloud computing industry, and it's a dynamic industry, a lot of movement going on, a lot of emerging firms in that industry. And so there's just a lot of market dynamics the way we looked at that says, look, our business was very good. We're growing at, 60, 70% of the year. Far out as we could see, that growth would continue. And so we were open-minded. And then we heard about Burlesoft. They heard about us. We started chatting. We, as Preeti said, first thing we did was look at their values, their culture. They did the same with us. And we had an unbelievable match in that regard. We are quality-focused. Both our organizations are. We are really interested in the growth patterns of the cloud computing industry, notably Salesforce.com and beyond. And so we said, hey, this is worth a conversation. This was back in February, March.
That's right.
And we spent time with them in Delhi. They spent a lot of time here with us. We talked to customers. We talked to a lot of our employees. And over the period of time that says we want to target the fourth quarter of 2013 to finalize our agreement and launch in January, and that's, in fact, what we did. Matter of fact, we just left a meeting where we had our first combined meeting of the key management team from Burlesoft, the key management team from EnablePath. So we're just in the midst of the real launch of that agreement.
Now, when that was bubbling up and then you saw that they were interested in acquiring you guys, what was that like going to your board and your advisors and you know, putting this out there? Because I'm sure you had thought in your mind some type of exit or some type of growth strategy, mm-hmm. and this presented itself. Was there a lot of debate? Did, were some people for it? Were some people against it? Or did it just make sense?
Well, it's a good question. It, we had in mind one of four potential exit strategies. One was to continue organic growth. And we're blessed with a lot of experienced people in our company that have been in this industry for a good number of mm-hmm. years, as an example. So we felt we could grow the business continually on a reasonable basis. We looked at building a group of alliances that extended our capacity beyond ourselves
right.
as an alternative. We looked at an outright sale of the business that says if someone comes by and just wants to buy the business, and then we all go, you know, do something different. And then we settled on, we were very comfortable with the thought that, hey, look, Berlusoft had an emerging business in the U.S. around cloud computing. They have a substantial business in the technology outsourcing business. We said, hey, of all the things, and we had our matrix of criteria, of all the things, this alternative met most of those criteria much better right. than the other, as an example.
But then there was like a sense you had to pull the trigger. You had to make a decision, though, right? Like
that's correct.
Think about it indefinitely,
yeah,
right?
We thought about it enough, if you will, and we targeted. And as Preeti said, we frankly have been involved in several small company deals over the years, mm-hmm. with Preeti and myself and others, and we felt that the culture fit, the commitment to customers, the focus on quality, the way we treat our team members. Those things sometimes are soft cultural things in a merger and acquisition, and sometimes they go unnoticed and unattended to. But our focus was to start with that, and we literally spent enough time together over a period of 6 or 8 months to assure each party that those things were real, mm-hmm. that they would in fact become a competitive advantage, not a detractor from success. And once we got by that hurdle, then it was a matter of, you know, cut and fit and, you know, how are we going to expand in the U.S.? How do we combine the resources?
But then it got fun, though, right?
It got a lot of fun.
Because now you have a lot more resources.
That's right? A lot more resources.
More brain power, right?
That's right. And we can do things now together in terms of mass. We can add specialization, which is very important in our industry, along a vertical line mm-hmm. or along what we call a cloud line, in other words, a sales cloud, service cloud, marketing cloud that's in the technology bin, if you will. So we're excited about that. And it was a much better alternative than going greenfield across the nation. Mm-hmm. And I had spent, you know, the 5 years before this starting a company here in Atlanta and building it and selling it along the way.
So this is not your first rodeo. You've done this before.
This is not the first one, but I think it's going to be one that lasts a long time. the other nice thing about it is that we've been able to grow in terms of, practice in terms of serving larger accounts, et cetera. And more in the cloud computing world now, that the need for global presence is important. That's the first thing. Having high technology energy and capacity is another one, as an example. And then having a fulfillment, having the fulfillment function that is world class. And so some of that will be onshore, some of that will be offshore. We have a very large number of technical architects that do design with our customers in terms of, you know, helping them with their business points of pain and their issues, et cetera, and then applying the available technology to that. So we have that. We'll expand that. That was one of the things that was attractive for Preeti and her team, from their standpoint. Ours was on the other side of that. They have a fulfillment capacity that is outstanding. So that's the first thing. Secondly, they have major accounts has been their heritage. So they have presence in key major accounts around the country. Coming together, well, matter of fact, we just finished a meeting. We now have a very natural full U.S. coverage pattern that was available not to either one of us before because we were heavily Southeast focused. We had done business in 35 or 36 states, but our infrastructure was largely Southeast focused.
You weren't based here, right? You were Charlotte based?
The company was founded in Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And then our biggest presence in here, both in terms of resources, customers, management team, you know, a good part of the management team is here in Atlanta already.
So they were already here, but now is everybody else coming here? Or are you going to be Atlanta-based?
Yeah, so we are opening up a very large infrastructure out here. We're starting small steps, but in a year we want to scale.
And what part of town did you land in?
So Ernie has to answer that.
we're looking both as neighbors here in this area and in the Buckhead area.
Uh-huh.
And we have a number of options. And the kind of facilities we would have is we would have, obviously, the customer, the facilities to engage with customers and conference rooms and those kind of things. We would have hoteling kinds of offices because our people work in the customer office often. Sometimes they work from home. They travel, et cetera.
Right.
So we would have a classic kind of hoteling facility here, and we'll have support center here. That if you think about a hub and spoke kind of operation, that Atlanta would be the hub. We have one in New Jersey, and in the person of the Berlisoff facilities there, and so we would establish this as a primary hub for the natural reasons: one, the transportation facilities that we have here; number two, we believe this is an outstanding place to draw talent. People like to live here. There's a good source of talent here. There's even a greater emerging technology business in this area, as you guys know so well.
Now, are you going to be looking to hire?
We will be looking to hire.
In what areas?
A lot of resources, especially in program management skills, in engagement management skills, and in technology skills around cloud computing.
That's right.
Those would be the three, four areas. One additional point I'd like to point out over here is that it's extremely important for us to give our customers a very rich experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been the key tenet, people and customer experience. It's important that our resources are co-located as far as possible with the customer. There's the pain of the customer to get people to travel and come to them becomes difficult. With our ability to scale, it is possible for us to leverage the hub and spoke model that Ernie was just talking about, which allows us to be co-located with the customer. We have a huge customer base in this area.
And you're trying to put the resources as close to them as possible.
As close to them as possible.
That's correct. And we also look, we would plan to double our employee count this coming year. I mean, we're blessed with good business. We're blessed with a marketplace that is growing, you know, 35-40% a year, as an example. And as far out as we can see, that would be a realistic growth objective. And of course, we're a consulting company, so we are dependent upon the human talent that we can acquire.
Right.
Atlanta's a very attractive place for that.
Right.
There are a lot of good young companies here. There's a lot of talent.
So there may be other acquisitions on the horizon.
For sure.
The answer is for sure.
And you probably don't have any radio host on staff at this
point.
You may very well need some.
Not yet, but I'm looking at two good opportunities right here.
Could you walk us through, if you will, and it's not important to me at least, or I don't even think our listeners, that you necessarily name names of companies, but I think it would be very helpful if you could walk us through an example of how you guys are able to come together and serve a client, provide that marvelous experience that you're describing. Maybe you can identify for us in general what the pain point or points were.
That point of entry.
And then the relief. Sure. I'd like to hear about the relief.
Sure, yeah. The relief is more important.
right.
Well, I'll begin at the beginning, if I may. And then, and Preeti and I, we can sing harmony with each other here. The primary part of our business is consulting around software implementation. The software being cloud software, as we say in the industry, it's applications like Salesforce.com, which is a huge.
Yeah, right.
We are a primary partner. We're a gold partner with Salesforce.com, and essentially what happens there is that Salesforce.com, their selling organization, sells software to the end user, and then we accompany them. Most often, we do co-marketing, co-selling with the Salesforce.com team. And then once the software is the customer agrees to buy the software, then we're brought in to do implementation.
Now, Salesforce? And, so Salesforce doesn't have their own people to do the implementation? They outsource that to you guys?
They outsource it to a partner community, including us. And they have a professional service group that's a very high level that says the most complex, the next level of technology, et cetera. They're the advance guard, et cetera. But companies like us do the implementation. Now, what does that mean? It means, first of all, going into a client, understanding their points of pain. Points of pain are around the sales organization, the marketing organization, customer service organization. And those points of pain can be things like productivity. the inability to see information around the customer in a 360-degree fashion, as an example. The ability to have functionality that they don't have now, you know,
right.
things of that nature.
And they're not getting the most out of it, right?
They're not getting the most out of it. Or frankly, that you know, many of these companies have not had the software that is as sophisticated as is now available.
Mm-hmm. So they don't even know what they don't know.
That's in many cases, that's the right. case. So what we do is we start our process. We call it business process review, where we literally go in and work with a company and dissect, X-ray, and monitor everything that goes on from a process standpoint.
Of how they're using the software now, or even before it's even...
It's how they do business.
Okay.
And so we're looking for business pains and business inadequacies and business shortfalls, if you will. And then our solution design architects take those user requirements, points of pain, and then design the application such that it will relieve those points of pain so that we can get real productivity, give a salesperson back a couple of hours at the end of the day that he or she didn't have before, as an example, connect the customer service organization more finitely with the customer base, et cetera. And so we go through that process, finding what the points of pain are, designing the application, doing integration with other systems. Perhaps they have an SAP backend, a billing system, all of that.
Because they all have to play nice together.
They have to play nice together to get the real productivity. We do the training. We do change management associated with that. The nice thing about Preedy and AblePath coming together is the fact that they have great facilities in terms of resources, as an example, experience with the platforms like Oracle, SAP, et cetera, that we don't have.
Oh, so you're a specialist in Salesforce.
That's right.
But then you're bringing on all the same challenges, but with Oracle.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What's happening with a large quantum of our customer base is that they are feeling the pain of the time to market to their customer.
Right.
That's one problem, and that's because there's so many disparate systems across. We are clearly seeing CRM and especially, you know, Salesforce on cloud becoming an integrator for solutions across CRM, supply chain, ERP,
right, because right now,
analytics.
Right, you have all these one-off things and they're not
They don't
really,
talk to each other.
Right, and so with your organizations together, it sounds like now they're able to bridge some of that and now they can.
So we did, I would call it, you know, initial 3 years in Salesforce. We have some work going, and then we realized that we have to acquire capability.
Right.
And the speed at which we're going through the build design does not really give you agility.
Right.
And that was when we came across his organization.
And then all of a sudden, it's problem solved in one.
Yeah. So there is a cost to speed, but then, you know, you solve the customer's problems much faster.
Right. Because that's the core value of your organization is you want to work closely and have a deep relationship with the client, right?
Exactly.
So now they could be an Oracle client, but they also have Salesforce, and now you can solve that problem.
You can solve that problem. Right. And in order to expedite what you just asked a question, whether we'll be acquiring, you know, as we roll our business forward, we'll probably find we need predictive analytics as an example.
Right.
We need probably more geographical expansion as an example. We would like to bring that speedily into the system. So that would be our acquisition strategy.
That's right. And if I might add to that, is that the thought is to use the enable path as the cornerstone of the acquisition strategy. So as we look to expand geographically or we look to expand in a particular vertical scenario, we now have a good platform on which we can add.
Right, you have this model that can be replicated in the next acquisition.
Exactly.
Which is why our 2 days meeting was so important, so that we document
exactly,
what we do.
Exactly, right. Somebody better be writing this down, right?
It's reusable, exactly.
So are you finding right now that there are a couple of verticals that really lend themselves to what you guys do?
Sure.
And if you would, share those with us, and then maybe some of the verticals that you see that you really feel like you'll be able to capitalize on going forward.
We have some natural fits in a couple of verticals that each company had on their own pursuit over a period
right.
of time. Healthcare is one of those, as an example. We have a lot of healthcare accounts. Greenway, which you're familiar with, down in Carrollton, has been a big client of ours for a couple of years. Previous organization have done a lot of healthcare providers. We've done some Blue Cross Blue Shield work, both of us. So healthcare, we think, is a very good. You know, we already have a lot of customers, dozens and even hundreds of customers in that vertical. You know, being one example, financial services is another area. where we've already got a good running start in that scenario. Salesforce.com has focused on six verticals, okay, the two that I had mentioned as an example. The public sector vertical.
Public companies.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Manufacturing and media are two others. Again, we have good experience in the media sector. So our vision for this is that we will begin also to verticalize our physical structure.
Oil and gas. Power and water.
Power and water is another huge one, with companies here in Atlanta and Houston, et cetera. And so with that comes, again, good consulting opportunities. We want people from those industries that we'll be able to attract and those kind of things so that we bring unique solutions into those vertical operations.
Now, are you doing the same thing with Oracle? Like, do they have verticals that you're already working in? And then you add them to the list too, right?
Absolutely. So BirlaSoft is a platinum partner of Oracle, and there's a lot of work we do on Oracle platforms as well. So what we are finding is, the choices the customer needs to make. We have the entire gamut of services across your CRM, supply chain, ERP, and analytics, and we want to focus on that.
Right.
Those are the four areas with the four or five major providers. So we are largely enterprise services players across these four or five big players.
So now were you at Oracle OpenWorld?
Yes. We were there.
Yeah. And then do you go to Dreamforce?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes. And it's as you know from knowing Dreamforce, it's I think there were 115,000 people out there this
time. It was quite a few, right? Yeah, so. we were at Oracle Open World. We were doing live radio at
I worked for one of the user groups before I joined here.
Well, I can remember Dreamforce, not when I first started in this industry back in 2002. The first Dreamforce was like 2,200 people.
Right.
And now we're 115,000 people. and you have to stay in the state of Washington. You can't even stay in the San Francisco
right.
area.
Right. Yeah, no. The Open World was crazy, too. Yeah. They seemed like they took over the whole city.
They always do that.
That was a lot of fun, though. We got a chance. Remember, we were right in the middle of an interview with a fairly high-level executive within
Oracle, right?
And it was on that Wednesday, I think. And you just the whole place erupted, and it wasn't an applause of our hosting abilities.
Right,
it was because they won
the America's Cup.
They won the America's
Cup.
The place where it was dessert.
Yeah, it was funny.
There were many kinds of victories, right? I don't have business.
Exactly.
Right.
But it was a fun environment to be in, and I think we'll probably get a chance to go again. So that was fun. Well, this is obviously the beginnings, of a partnership made in heaven. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm just as excited as I can be for both of you, and I look forward to following your progress. I hope you'll come back and maybe catch us up and let us know maybe next quarter back and tell us how it's going.
We'd love to do it.
This is the first of its kind alliance in this space. My guess is that we have a huge first mover advantage.
Yeah.
And so next quarter will be a good time.
That's exactly right.
We'll see.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So for folks listening to this, they want to take advantage of some of these efficiencies and economies of scale that you guys are now bringing to the marketplace and want to have a meaningful conversation, where should they reach out?
Sure. Just through EnablePath, and you could just dial me directly at ErnieRiddle@EnablePath.com. And a phone number is 404-216-8085.
Now, moving forward, is it going to be called EnablePath or it'll still be separate?
So it is going to be called. It's a fantastic brand.
Uh-huh.
And we are very proud of EnablePath. So EnablePath, a BirlaSoft company.
There you go.
That's what it'll be.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, we'll have the best of both. That's right. The best of both.
Maybe we could do that. Kind of like Kevin's Video Service, a Business Radio X company. I like that. Well, it really has been an absolute delight. Thank you both. And this offer is quite sincere. I want to get you guys back.
Thank you.
Maybe with a local client or something.
Do you have a local client here?
Yes.
You can come on and talk about how you all work together.
We'll get them.
No, we could do like get their perspective on how.
And see how y'all work together.
Because
it is, you are first mover, so it's kind of a unique thing. It would be good to educate the folks about how something like this can work out for them.
It's always best to hear from the third party.
Right,
exactly. Right.
And I'd love to demonstrate for the listening public that people come back.
That's important.
But we have evidence of that. Hey, you guys going to hang out with us while we visit with our next guest?
I think we are.
Yes. All right.
Appreciate
marvelous.
That.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Next up on Atlanta Technology Leaders, we have with with us the executive director, the grand poobah, the person that makes it all happen for Venture Atlanta. Please join me in welcoming to the program Miss Allison Eamon. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
We are delighted to have you. Did you learn anything in that last segment?
I did. I think that they have a pretty cool company. And I've heard your name before over the years, so you've definitely done some neat stuff, Ernie. So,
but you can tell they're excited to work together, right? I mean, absolutely. I just love the energy.
That's right. Like,
yeah,
and they must make you feel good to see that Atlanta is a place where people want to come and start doing some technology business, huh?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we had a huge thing yesterday with AirWatch, so that was big.
Are they going to stay in town?
I hope so. We actually had Alan DeBerry was one of our keynotes this year, and he was just phenomenal. So, I mean, he just has that magic touch. So,
now you were nodding your head when we were mentioning For Athens. How do you feel about that? Another
I think
little
it's
foothold
great.
in the state.
You know, I must preface that I'm a Gator. So when I went to Athens, my kids were worried my car was going to get egged. So they actually asked me if I was going to take my Gator stuff off. I was like, no, hopefully we'll be okay. But I went up there last year and met with Jim Flannery, and there was an event, like a gathering of angels, and they were kind of first establishing their fund. And I have to say, I had one of the best dinners at some place called, I think it was the National or something like that. It was phenomenal. But it's a cute little town. So, you know, I was like, okay, I have to admit, Athens is kind of cool, even though I never went here. But I have some best friends that did. But they're doing some great things up there. For Athens is a great incubator. There's a lot of neat companies. Jim Flannery actually is one of our kind of roaming reporters for Venture Atlanta. And we often report on things going on in Athens and Macon and Columbus. And Augusta, and Jim's one of the ones we work for. So I know that Jackie Chu, who works with me, was up there the other night. And so I haven't been back since last year, but it was definitely a lot of fun.
They had, just so you know, that it's it was jam-packed. I mean,
it was a full house. It was wall-to-wall.
Full house.
It was great.
And now, what is that? Is that 100 people? How many people?
I don't know. It was you could barely walk next to people. Did you go to the facility when you were there?
I did not. I did not.
They have a facility. They're looking at bigger space. I mean, that thing is they're blowing up, doing really well. And it's exciting. I think it's great for the Atlanta metro area.
And we would love to get those companies. I mean, I know it's hard for us to get companies from out of town into Venture Atlanta. We did have a company this year from Macon, and we had from Savannah, and we've had several from Savannah. But it's hard for them. I mean, it's hard for them to come for the coaching, to come for all the different events. You know, but hey, we did rehearsals this year via Skype. You know, we actually figured it out, huh? We used technology. We actually had, it was great. Tony Galeppi from BitPay was in Barcelona. And so it was at night, and he had this gorgeous background, and I was Skyping with him to review this PowerPoint. And I was so fascinated by where he was.
You're hypnotized by
him. I was like, where are you? This is so cool. So, you know, we've definitely tried to make it easier and easier for the company. So we would love to, you know, see some people from Athens at, you know, Venture Atlanta this year.
Yeah. I mean, we had the Evo Shield people. Have you seen them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the highlights for me was the guy with the office right in the very front. Who's working on Medicaid.
Right.
And I don't know, he's got like a 300 or something IQ. I mean, you can just see he's a very bright guy. He's got a few points on me, let's put it that way. And he was just so full of passion, but just brilliant. And he took the time to walk us through and tell us about all the little ventures that were housed there, you know? And so that was good. They had good food there. So, but Venture Atlanta, what a marvelous organization you guys are. And you're the new title sponsor for TAG. Speak to that a little bit.
So Venture Atlanta has been around since 2008, and obviously we've enjoyed a lot of success and a lot of support from local sponsors. And obviously, you know, as we've grown, we want to continue to keep our brand alive year round. So we have a really strong brand now that has, you know, we have a newsletter, we have a blog, we have, you know, a great website content. We're like, you know, what else can we do? We want to do something maybe visible in the spring. So TAG was actually looking for a partner on their business launch competition, and GRA used to be a partner with them, and basically they put in some money to give a cash prize to an aspiring entrepreneur. So typically those are pretty young entrepreneurs, people who haven't raised money. So basically Venture Atlanta, along with actually the Metro Atlanta Chamber and TAG, are all kind of partnered on the business launch and are giving away $50,000 to a lucky winner. And what's very cool is obviously for Venture Atlanta, it keeps us sort of top of mind during the spring. And there's a lot of different activities. It's actually kind of the new business launch. It's bigger and better this year. There's several different events. There's going to be almost like a kind of like a March Madness type of thing. It goes from like 24 companies to 8 to 4
nice.
Type thing. So there's 3 different events. And, you know, these companies get a lot of mentoring, ton of coaching. They get actually a one-on-one assigned mentor to help them. But then they also get to get on stage and get literally, you know, FAQs with, you know, with the investors from around the country. So they'll be sitting there poking holes, you know, live at their company. And the winner of the business launch competition actually gets the first coveted spot in Venture Atlanta. So, which is pretty exciting. So, you know, a couple of years ago, Pindrop Security, you know, won, Accelerize has won, Collector Dash, last year it was Texturize. So there's definitely been some really cool companies that have won and are all doing well, are all growing and doing well. So the Venture Atlanta, you know, board made a decision to actually, you know, kind of be, you know, get in there and be a partner. And there actually is a press release that just went out today about it. But, you know, we're hoping for the business launch to be a great event this year. And they're accepting applications right now and they're due February 11th. So I got to put that plug in.
All right. So we need people to
apply
to be part of this. And then it's great way for you to extend your brand, like you said, year round.
Right.
And the winner gets to go to Venture Atlanta.
Yeah. So basically, you know, the thing with these companies is they're very early stage.
Right.
So Venture Atlanta does accept early stage companies. And just for those listening, Venture Atlanta's open quote call for companies is really not until May. So our conference is in October. It's October 21st and 22nd at the George Aquarium again for the 4th year. We are literally busting at the seams, but it really, we had a fantastic event.
You need
last
the aquarium
year.
To expand.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Well, you know, last year what we did is we actually utilized all the ballroom space and we actually used the atrium space outside for our cocktail party. So it honestly, space-wise, worked perfect. So we were good. And we're actually not trying to make Venture Atlanta a 2,000-person event.
Right.
I mean, we want to keep it kind of intimate and exclusive. But the business launch, so a lot of the business launch companies that are applying, I mean, they may be one company. There's parameters that they can't have raised more than a certain amount of money. I mean, they need to be pretty young. But the cool thing about the business launch is it's truly helping a company launch. So it's giving you $50,000 in cash, but it's also giving you accessibility to a suite of services that include, you know, space at the Atlanta Technology Village or ATDC, that includes legal fee, marketing, accounting, you know, computers. I mean, just like all sorts of things that can truly help, you know, a little startup who's maybe working out of their basement with no money start.
Right. Get it to the next level.
Yeah.
You know?
Really, truly the propelling and the launching of a company. So, you know, we're very excited to be involved and, you know, we'll kind of make a big deal at the finale, which is on May 6th about, hey, this company won, they get the first spot at Venture Atlanta. And by the way, we've opened Venture Atlanta's call for companies. So we'll definitely utilize it to get some good PR out of that. So
tell us a little bit more about whoever might win that or whomever else might make it through the process. And they get a spot at Venture Atlanta.
Right.
Talk us through a little bit of the coaching and mentoring that they get, because as I remember, they get a lot of support in preparing to articulate what they're trying to get.
Well,
there's
two. I mean, obviously, you're right. For the business launch, basically, you know, the business launch is for technology companies, and it's they have to submit a pretty brief application and a short business plan. And basically, they get assigned a mentor. So, you know, perhaps it's a cloud company and they get assigned someone who has that ability. Or, you know, this will be, you know, serial entrepreneurs that are the mentors, angel investors. It could be, you know, someone from ATDC or the Atlanta Technology Village or some of the great groups in town of entrepreneurs that have been there and done that. You know, so it's going to be someone who's had proven experience. So, you know, just that in itself is priceless. You know, is that, you know, moving forward with that, they'll help someone refine their pitch, look at their value proposition, look at how they should be marketing themselves. You know, we get constantly with Venture Atlanta, we get applications in, and I have no idea how some of these companies come up with their names. They're just awful. You know, and if someone could just on the front end get them to
actually,
could
just
like,
help there.
God, I mean, some of the logos and some of the companies were like, you know, I don't know if I even want to look at this company. This is so bad. But, you know, and I am not a technology person, but, you know, if I read these business plans and I read 2 pages over and over again and I still have no clue what they do, I mean, come on, you know, I'm pretty intelligent. But so, you know, with the business launch process, basically, yeah, for several months, there's sort of a an initial event and a semifinals and a finals event. So throughout those couple months, they do get, you know, that mentoring and coaching. And then the coach will help them refine their pitch, look at their deck. Yeah. And, you know, what's neat about the business launch is it's either 10 or 15 minutes on stage. I think we're still in kind of the thing. So, you know, they give a much longer pitch than something like a Venture Atlanta.
Right, it's not like a speed dating.
Yeah,
right.
It's not a speed dating thing. And last year, I mean, we had 6 venture capitalists from across the country. They try to kind of do all different geographies, as well as a serial entrepreneur on the panel. And really, I mean, they poke holes. I mean, they're like, how are you making money? How are you doing this? And
they're asking the hard questions.
Yeah,
right?
They ask the hard questions. And the ones that handle it with the most poise and, last year, I mean, you know, Texturize was speaking to, you know, a group of men who basically were, you know, she was like, oh my God, you know, I'm not going to get anywhere. But she won. So she must have won them over.
Well, and you guys have done such a good job. And I love that you continue to push the mark, to push the envelope, to have a year-round presence and continue to serve. But you've had for some time a very robust website and a real commitment to providing educational resources. Right. Speak to that a little bit, if you will, before we wrap. So there's so much stuff.
Yeah.
There.
So there is, you know, it's funny because I just came from another meeting that we've got such wonderful content, but we don't make it that easy for you to find it. So we're going to try to do a better job with that. But basically we have a lot of just phenomenal how-tos, interviews on companies. You know, we have a document that's, you know, accelerator programs and incubators and, you know, different community things, and or it could be a profile from on certain business leaders or funding announcements or new patent parameters that, you know, Morris Manning and Martin wrote, or DLA Piper, or something with, you know, accounting, or we had crowdfunding pieces. So there's a lot of great resources, and, you know, we've really been digging into our data, and our constituents are reading it. I mean, they're looking at it, they're reading it, they're looking back at content from 2 years ago and 3 years ago.
Because they're hungry for that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really hungry for it, and that'd be great if you can curate it in a way that it can make it accessible and easy to find the stuff. That's fantastic.
You know, so we're hopefully we'll have a new blog rolling out really soon. But even right now, you know, we do a monthly newsletter. We do actually a bi-weekly week in review that's curated content from, you know, different startups, different information. And, you know, just to give you guys an example, I mean, those are getting a 35% open rate. So people are definitely looking at our
stuff. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So now looking ahead, you guys got you're part of the TAG business launch, and then the event is happening in October again.
Yeah, October 21st and 22nd. Sponsorships are available now. And registration will be open in May.
Now, so you need people to apply. Are you looking for sponsors for the October event, or you're good there? Or
No. Yeah, that's what I'm – sponsorships for the October event. We're just opening them up.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's a tremendous opportunity to get in front of a lot.
Yeah, and I will say last year, every single category sold out.
Right, and that happens typically.
Great.
So
yeah.
Get in early if you want to get in.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to become a little bit of a fighting match. So – we're hoping to do that again, but we actually sold out of sponsorships. I think it was in August, so it wasn't even in October.
Right.
I mean, it was early, so it was exciting.
And that's, if you go to ventureatlanta.org, you can find out all about what's going on, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Peyton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Technology Leaders.
Atlanta Technology Leaders is brought to you by Band of Coders. Band of Coders is a company of talented software developers who energize clients' projects and their development teams.